Welcome to the November webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Today's topic is one that is top of mind for many people right now. What is a Christian's role as a citizen of an earthly government, and how can parents model being a Christian citizen? Joining me to tackle this topic is Ann Yans, a contributing author for Heart to Heart. Ann and her husband, Thad, have three sons, ages 22, 20, and 18. Welcome, Ann.
Hi. Thank you, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me to tackle a pretty tough topic.
It is. It is a very tough topic right now. You're right.
So how exactly does your family handle the topic of politics? Are you one of those families where it's a very private thing and so you guys don't talk about it? Or do you guys have some pretty spirited conversations?
You know, actually we do have some conversations in our home, which is, I think, kind of neat. We actually have a child, our middle child, who has been interested in politics from a very young age. So it's always been fun to talk with him and to get his take on current events and on politicians and things like that. And I think it's really good to talk about things like that in our home. And I think for Christian parents, it's really good to have age-appropriate discussions with kids, you know, as they get a little bit older and kind of talk about the things that are going on with our world and with politics and with government. And also it's a good time to examine our government and politicians and current events from the light of God's Word. You know, what does God's Word say about these issues?
Sure, sure. Well, you and I both read Professor Daniel Deutschlander's book, Civil Government. And I'm just wondering, as you kind of read through, what were the main points that you saw that kind of helped guide you and maybe gave you some perspective on what you think a kind of a Christian's role in government is?
It was, you know, it was a really good book. I'm glad that you had me read it. It was good to look at it and kind of have a refresher on things. And I think one of the overarching things I noticed in the book that hit home again to me was that, you know, God is in control.
Yes.
God's in control of governments. They rise and fall, you know, at His command through His plan. So God even uses secular governments throughout history to bring about His work. And I think that's a good thing for us to remember. In fact, I mean, He even used the Roman government to bring about the crucifixion of His Son,
right,
which, of course, after his death and His resurrection, has secured the place for us in heaven, you know, for those who believe in Him. So all governments are under God's control, and Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Me. So I think we can take great comfort in that. And another thing I think that really was brought home to me in the book is that the Bible calls for us to pray for our government.
Yes.
And to pray for our leaders. And even if we don't always agree with what they do or with the decisions that they make, that we are called to pray for them, and also we are to respect and obey those that God has placed in authority over us. And even the Apostle Paul, I mean, he was imprisoned, he was persecuted for his faith, and even he could say, we are to respect those in authority over us because God has placed them there.
Yes, I completely agree. I think it was so interesting in the book. Oftentimes people, especially Christians, will talk about how God is in control, and I think that's a comforting thought. But then what was brought home to me in the book even more was that sometimes, I mean, God does put people in authority who we may not agree with and who may not be in line with necessarily, you know, what He wants for our lives, but He puts them there for a reason, and that there is a reason for them to be there. So.
Right. It's all part of His divine plan, and we might not know what that plan is, you know, this side of heaven, but that plan will be revealed to us. And of course, we're just a blip in time, and God's eternal. So He has it all under control. And I think that was very comforting as I read the book.
Definitely. So did you come away with it thinking, here are things maybe that you could do to mentor for your children some of these principles?
Right. I mean, it was just such a good, refreshing read, especially in an election year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things I kind of came away with it was, it's good for Christian parents to be informed of what's going on in our society. We have this dual citizenship where we're citizens of, you know, of course, God's kingdom, but we're also citizens of this world. And so it's good for us to be informed. And I think it's good for us to kind of talk about these things with our kids at home, and so they can be informed as well in an age-appropriate way. And another thing that, you know, that was brought home to me too is it's good to model for our kids that we have the freedom to vote. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. In fact, it was so neat in the last major election was the first time that all five of the people in our family were able to vote, and that was so cool.
Sure.
Our youngest had just turned 18. So we were able to take him with us, get him registered, stand in line, cast his vote. And I think it was a really neat thing that on that day, even though we weren't all at the same place at the same time, all five of us were able to cast our vote for our government. And I think that's important for us to model too to our kids, that it's a huge freedom that we have, and not all people in the world enjoy that freedom, and we should take advantage of that. And then, you know, finally, something that I think we can model for our kids that I came away with from this book is that we pray. We pray for our government. We pray for those in charge. And like you said, we might not always agree with them or even like them as people, but it's important for us to show our kids that when there are situations in life that are difficult or uncomfortable, you know, we go to God in prayer about them. Mm-hmm. And also, I think finally, the overarching thing I think that we can model for our kids is just that God is in control. No matter what happens in our life, God's in control of this world, of our universe, of these governments. And I think especially in this election time, it's good for us to remember and to show our kids that we do have an inner peace that comes through our faith, that God is in control of this as well.
Thank you. Yes, I completely agree. I think those are some really great things for parents, especially during this election cycle.
So right.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
If you're interested in reading Professor Deutschlander's book, Civil Government, visit nph.net. Northwestern Publishing House also recently released a prayer book titled God Bless Our Native Land that may be a resource for you as you pray for the nation personally or as a family. That book is available at nph.net as well. For more Christian parenting perspectives, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read articles on a variety of topics. You can chime in with your thoughts or questions. You can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or listen to podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.